Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings manifest.
Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, MA2K. Another blessed Monday. How's everyone doing? I know I'm doing fabulous. And even when I'm not, I claim that I am. So either way, I'm always fabulous. Good morning, everyone. Shout out to all those on the inbox through Facebook, on the Instagram, check me out through all those social medias. How are you? We're here. Another blessed Monday. I'm double blessed, you know. I say I'm blessed every day. And just a double blessing goes out on Monday. This weekend has been a fabulous weekend. We were able to pull off giving my queen a surprise 70th birthday party, the theme being an evening in Paris. Oh, my God. It just went beautifully. It was awesome. All my family from out of town came in from everywhere, and it was just beautiful. Just her face was priceless. We didn't think we'll be able to get her because my mom knows everything. She is E2K, everything to know. So, you know, getting things past her was not easy, but we did it. And it was an amazing night. We all had fun. Thank you to all those that participated and came out and joined us and had a great time with us. My family, my friends, neighbors, you know, everybody that just came out and was there to share that moment. And if not, we have a little video. I have a little video clippings on Facebook. So if you are a Facebook friend of mine, you'll be able to see that and some of the photos. I still have some pictures to post from the party. And yeah, it's almost like I'm still partying, right? So it was a beautiful thing to be able to do that. You know, I've done surprise parties for other people. Never for my mom. That's her first one. So that was cool. She wanted it, and we were, you know, telling her that we couldn't do it, and then it got done. So it was great. So thank you to, again, everybody that participated in that. Shout out to DJ Matt that was spinning, and the music was great. We had Paris theme music and then everything else. Shout out again to all my friends that came out. Shout out to all the Queen sisters that are out there doing the work. King salute to all the kings that are really about their king life and really honor the title of king. You know, I can't say that for a lot, but I can say that for some chosen few that I know. Thank you to all my gifts, my birthday gifts. Oh, my God. This year my birthday gifts, like, have been fabulous. And I'm still partying. The party goes on. I'll have a New York, this was in Florida, but I have a New York party on the 4th in Club Escape. So if you're in New York City and you want to come out and join us, Club Escape, make sure you, oh my God, where's the address? Hold on. I'm looking for the address as we speak. But Club Escape is in the Bronx. You know, again, if you want to come join me and celebrate Team Pisces, come out, and while you come out, also, the entrance is free, but I'm asking for donations for several of the organizations that I work with. So, you know, we need certain items. I have the event page up on Facebook posted, so it's a whole list of things that you can donate, you know, basic toiletries, but we're also collecting, if you have any men's suits or men's shirts, socks, ties, anything, scarves, anything to that reference, because one of the organizations, which is the GNN Project, is going to have an event at the end of February where they are going to facilitate men's suits and barbers and all that for the men so they can prepare them so they can go out to look for jobs. These are homeless men. So, you know, people, we definitely have to be able to take care of our own community, oh, my God, I'm this morning, and I have breakfast, and I have my coffee. Okay, sorry. So anyway, Club Escape is located at 1841 Hobart Avenue. It's just Hobart Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10461. And that's Friday, March 4th. The party starts at 10 to like maybe we'll be there maybe like 3:30, or maybe till they throw us out. How about that? Again, anything, toiletries, baby powder, wipies, body washes, toothbrushes, you know, that type of stuff. So we can be able to do some type of emergency kits to be able to give out to people to the for domestic violence, which you know I'm a big advocate of, but also for a lot of homeless people that the GNN Project is reaching out to, and so is And Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. So these are organizations that I support, A2K Worldwide Support, and we're trying to collect some. You know, oh my God, what is wrong with me this morning? Okay, so that's what we're collecting, and to be able to help the organization. I'm gonna go into my phone lines because I don't know what's wrong with me this morning. Good morning, 247. Y'all with Emma E2K, please.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, sis. How are you? Queen salute.
I'm good. Queen salute to you. I've missed you, girl.
Miss you too, man. You know, I've been MIA, but I'm back.
Yes, I listen. I can't wait for March 4th. I really can't to see you that weekend. We're gonna be busy that weekend, mommy.
Yes, we're gonna be very busy. You know what? Now that you okay, so March 4th is one of the birthday parties that they're doing for me, and like I said earlier, we're collecting for all the organizations that I deal with. But on March 5th is Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen out in Hostos, and that's a free event, and anybody can go out. We please ask that you come out with your family. Because it's that type of environment. It's a great situation to uplift and empower all the women. There's a lot of women processes. And then that same day in the evening, what are we doing?
We are doing a panel talk show for Tales of a Survivor, which I'm going to have you, Elizabeth Rosario, which I know she's tuned in as well, and other panelists. We are going to disclose a show that airs Saturday in part two, airs on the same day on the 5th. We're going to talk about this particular survivor, which his story is very powerful. So we will be busy. We will be working that weekend. Are you coming?
Yes. Well, you know, it's always work for me. You know, I
no, and it's
I
a
throw...
balance. It's a balance.
It's
we're
going to
party. We're going to... I'm sorry, what you say?
Yes, yes. No, we're going to party. We're going to work. We're going to work. We're going to party.
That's it, balancing it out. You know, I am still trying. I reached out to your cousin because I'm trying to put the DVD, the episode on YouTube. That way you can watch it, and I can't do it. I tried yesterday until late. I fell asleep. I couldn't anymore. I'm trying to upload it on YouTube because I want to send you to it so you could have the key points of what we're going to talk about on the 5th.
Right. Okay. So,
so I
reach out to him so we can make that happen. So I can be.
I did reach out to him and he gave me some link that I couldn't get. So it's like I'm back to square one.
Okay. No.
We'll definitely
make that happen.
Yes, we have to make it happen now. I'm really, really like looking forward for this March 26th event. Yesterday, I was with your BFF, David Aviles. And he made some beautiful business cards for me. Beautiful. Great, great, great job. And I was talking to him because I was on my way to the shelter with the men that I'm going to be doing this. You know, I thought I had 164 men, but actually their full capacity is 179 of them. So
wow.
I was telling him what I'm doing and what's going to go down that day. At the beginning, there's going to be an area because everything is going to be tent out. I have a sponsors packages available for people, other organizations that want to be a part of this. There's going to be an area where the men are going to get the haircuts and, you know, to be presentable. Then there's going to be another area where they're going to go and they're going to pick up the suits. based on a, I have a presentation with them based on the information that they gave me on the form with all their sizes. And then after that, I team up with a lady with the New York City Public Library. I met her when I went to Bob Lee's interview, and she's going to come. I'm going to send all those forms to her. She's going to match some of those jobs that she has in the database to try to get them job leads. However, she will be giving them pointers of how to interview, what the employers are looking for, how to present yourself, how to sell yourself to get the job. And like I said, you know, we do care packages, but that's a Band-Aid. And there's a phrase that said, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, he will eat forever. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do with this March 26th event. I have a politician coming aboard. He already put it on his schedule. I have a few channels, a lot of press. It's all about uplifting. And that shelter, there's another shelter also close to it that has parents, single parents with kids, that are looking for jobs. So I'm reaching out to them. So March, which is the month for men, it's going to be about uplifting those that are trying to break cement. And it's about men.
I mean, I agree. You know, we do a lot of things for the women, you know, due to domestic violence, even though men are affected as well. And then with the homeless, we kind of tend to, again, more, I guess, the women, because when we talk about the women, it's usually women with children. So it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like they most need it. So we kind of, sometimes there are men also need this uplifting. Like, hello, that's why we have such a shortage of good men, because, you know, we lack support. So, yes, we definitely have to step up for our team. We do.
And, you know, one of the things that I always say, you know, one of the reasons of divorce, it's the financial stress. You know, when you are financially stressed, your whole demeanor changes and the arguments come and the kids get affected. At the end of the day, we're all connected in this whole circle of life. So why not trying to help them, you know, in a way that they could stand for themselves? I mean, it is hard enough. In New York, a studio apartment starts at $1,000. So with minimum wage, you can't even afford housing. It's like it is hard. So, if we uplift the men, we're gonna help the kids, and if we uplift the women, that most of the times we are the one that carry the kids, we're gonna help the kids. So, in all in Charlotte, it's about how many families coming together. So, this month of March, it will be dedicated for men. I do advocate for women, but at the same time, when I did those care packages, I saw the need to uplift some men that are trying.
Yes.
And every day after work, they come and make a line to get a bed for the night.
Yeah. Just when people think, sometimes it's like it's crazy, because sometimes you think you had a bad day, but then you come home to your warm, you know, house or apartment, and, you know, you lay on your bed, and, you know, some people don't have that luxury, you know. They have a bad day. They have to get online to barely get a bed, to barely sleep. And this goes on day to day to day to day. And you wonder why people, you know, go into depression and all type of, you know.
Yes.
Type of
it all ties in together.
Yeah.
I was talking to David Aviles, and he said, I like that. I'm in. And he said he's going to help me. He's going to do some flyers. So he's going to jump on board with me and help me on that, and I'm very grateful for that. To have, you know, to have the Puerto Rican, what is that? I forgot.
PR
flag up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that, you know, this your BFF and King David Avalos is going to jump aboard and help me on this. Because, again, it's 179 men that I need suits for. Girl, don't know. I've been reaching out to merchants, you know.
Mm-hmm. We definitely got to get on it. We will get on it. You know, we will meet that quota and then some, because, you know, there are people out there with us. So those are the people that we are definitely trying to reach out to. Any little thing, man, a tie, a pair of socks, dress socks, anything.
Anything, that's right. Because you can have a tie.
So
yeah, generally use. No, but you could have a tie and somebody else could have the shirt to go with it.
Yes, yes. A tie, you know, just anything that they could look representable so they can be able to go out and, you know, and look for employment. It's so important. And, you know, there's nothing like a man being able to stand on his own, you know, being employed.
Yes.
And taking if nobody else, at least himself, once he takes care of himself, he sets another example for the children that he may or may not have, or not even his kids, but his who's a niece, you know, like kids around him will see that, can see that and be like, wow, okay, my uncle, my dad, my, you know, brother, he was low, but he did it, you know? So it just helps all of the whole family. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Amen.
So, you know, I'm on board. Yeah, you know, I'm on board as well.
I know. I can't wait to see you, though. I can't wait for you to kick butt on Tales of a Survivor on the episode. I can't wait.
Yes. Definitely. We're there. We're rocking all weekend while I'm out there. So we're rocking all weekend for sure. Let me put some music and I'll come back to you, sis. I'll put you on hold.
All right, baby. Thank you.
I raise my arm to the sky. On my knees, I pray. I'm not afraid anymore. I will walk
yo, 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 Emma, Ma, it's me, Mala Mala, Mala, Mala Rain, checking in with my girl, my sis, Emma E2K, on Motivational Mondays. Make sure y'all keep it locked. And look out for my new video sermon. It's out now on the site, scholarvmg.com. Show your love and get inspired. Dig, dig, bad girls.
Monday morning to the one and only Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K. I want to give a big, big shout out to my nephews that are driving cross country right back to New York City to that cold. Shout out to Mikey and Jaden. You're out there riding big, big boy status. I see how y'all traveling. Don't think I don't see how y'all traveling. Shout out to my brother that's on his way back home. Had a lovely, lovely weekend. My family was definitely out here, and we had a great time surprising the queen.
Mm-hmm.
70th, we had an amazing, amazing time. I want to give our big prayers out to the universe, to all those that are experiencing any difficulties, any bad time, those that are in the hospitals. wherever you're at, just know that you're not alone, man. And you definitely always have to give out positive energy to the universe so the universe could be able to return it to you. Just know if no one has told you lately that they care about you, just know that I do. Not even knowing you, not knowing where you're at or what's the situation, I just want to let you know that I care about you and you definitely don't stand alone. Make sure you follow me in all the social networks, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. I'm Emma E2K. I'm Googleable. Soy Googleable. So make sure you Google Emma E2K. Google E2K Magazine, E2K Worldwide LLC. And definitely Google Lush Radio Online. Make sure you check us on the website, emma2k.com, e2kmagazine.com, lushradioonline.com. Thank you. A big shout out to Lush Radio, because without this platform, I won't be able to reach certain masses. So big shout out to Lushy Lush. Hope you feel better. She had a surgery not so long ago, and she's recouping and doing great. Shout out to Lynette, who's also healing from some surgery. All my queens that are out there doing the work, and all the kings that also stand by their families and, help out the queens. Because it's not easy, man. This world is hard, and without having someone else to lean on and to balance, it just gets a little harder. Not saying that it's not doable, because there's a lot of independent people that I know, but why would you want to go through life alone, voluntarily? If you need to, I hear you. But, it's your choice to do what you want. But shout out to all those that are experiencing a great Motivational Mondays. And if you're not, then change it around, man. Change that frown upside down and just know they're going to be all right. Shout out to all the independent ladies. I see you. Here we go.
A dedication to the independent woman. To the one working hard for hers, this is just my way of letting you know. I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix. I love her cause she got her own.
Yeah. pocket.
Gotta love that though. Low so.
Can't say no so, baby.
Hey, don't make me laugh, boo. Never did that bad to make you even have to. But even if I had to, ask my better half to, you be more than glad to. When I do that math, boo, you always try to add to. I need someone who ride for me, not someone who ride for free. She said, boy, I don't just ride, she'll pull up beside of me. I had to ask her what she doing in that caddy. She said, cause you my baby, I be stunting like my daddy. And there's not many who catch my eye. We both wearing Gucci, she match my fly. And that's why I'm supposed to keep her closer, right by the side. Toaster in the holster, and now she with Loso. In case you didn't know, so you could save your money, dog. Shorty getting dope, so what she care with his calls? You could call her Miss Boss. I got it backwards, crisscross. Shorty got her own.
In a world where young girls long to break free from the chains of their overprotective fathers, four men have joined forces to put an end to it all, stopping at nothing to keep their daughters from dating. Together, they are the Unstoppable Dad.
Appreciate all the money and the time that it takes to be fly. just want to let me go. And that's just what it is. It's your boy TDI, aka TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl Emma E2K. Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
Pick a star in the sky, we could both say goodbye. All souls have found a new religion. Now I'm swimming in God's sin, God's baptism. Two lost angels discover salvation. Under vast pink sky, watching the sunrise, sunrise. Pick a star in the sky, pick a boat, say goodbye again in the morning. Pick a star in the sky, pick a boat, say goodbye again in the morning. All souls have found a new religion. Now I'm swimming in God's sin, God's baptism. Pick a star in the sky, we could both say goodbye.